Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody. I'm so excited for another beautiful day. This is Jody Susan with Cell Care. We're on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio. We're also simulcasting on Podbean, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Audible, Pandora, I think. We are sharing our wisdom with the world, and I welcome you to pipe in wherever you want to listen. And each day when I start my show, I just like to share why I do my show. So if you've heard this before, you can go get your cup of coffee, but it'll only take less than a minute. So first of all, Naima Latif, our executive producer, invited me to the show last year. And it's been a platform for me to share about real health. And it's because I was started off as a bodybuilder and was misdiagnosed, put on, I don't know, maybe it's like 20 different medications. And when I almost died, in 2013, I decided that doing the same thing and expecting a different result was the definition of insanity. Thank you, Albert Einstein. So I reversed those conditions using plants and energy-based healing. And here I am today, very, very healthy, and not without challenges because we all have them. Yeah, and that's it. So I'm going to bring on our two guests today. We have Hot Chocolate, okay, and we have, welcome, Naima Latif. So, hello, good Grand Rising.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful to meet you. It's my pleasure indeed. You loving this already. Yes. Thank you. Thank you both for having me this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, so happy to have you. And it's interesting. I keep on having, it must have been a link that got shared. This link somehow got shared with people because we're having people come in to the studio. So I've had
a That would be, I am so sorry. I was thinking that was the public link.
No, I clicked on this and
realized.
Well, I sent, so if you came into the studio and I sent it to Andrea Rother, who we both know, she piped in as well. I sent her, because I have her information, I sent her the link to YouTube. Okay?
Yeah.
So she can do that at Blog Talk. And then Burl Perry, you can go to YouTube, Susan Essentials YouTube channel. Or if you text me, Burl, at 847-738-0242, I can send you the YouTube link. Or you can call into this number on the screen. If you're listening, you can call to Blog Talk, okay? And you can listen there. But if you want audio only, 515-605-9325. If you want video, go to Facebook, go to YouTube, go to LinkedIn, like that. Cool beans?
All right.
So I will, there we go. Okay.
Tell me about that.
It's okay. Trust me, we've had all sorts of things happen. Nothing surprises me, you know, may catch me off guard for a moment, but I rebound pretty quickly. So it's all good.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's all good. I'm glad you were sharing the show. Thank you for sharing the show.
Absolutely.
So if you got that link, I'm just going to articulate this again. So there's a scroll at the bottom of the screen. Call into Blog Talk. You can listen to it at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. If you want to speak, you know, and ask a question, if you just want to listen, you can do that too. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Susan Essentials. It's airing live right now. So so let's get that party started. And Andrea says, thank you, Jody. Andrea Rother. So another bright light that I met through New Age.
Oh, great.
So I'm going to share the story first about how Hot Chocolate and I met.
Yes.
So both – losing my voice. Hold on. Hot Chocolate and I – met in Destin, Florida at a New Age conference. I'm putting on my oil so my throat would feel better. And it's a health conference. And it's an organization committed to transforming lives. And that's really my definition of it. And Hot Chocolate will give you a chance to define it for yourself. It's a multi-level marketing company, but they really set the standard for health by making sure that all the supplements and everything that are offered to consumers are all tested by NSF. And I'll make the distinction. So when you buy, let's say, vitamin D or B12, and you're buying it at Costco, Walgreens, wherever, or online at Amazon, they're testing 2, maybe 3 of the ingredients that go into making up that vitamin or supplement. And then they're calling it approved, right? And so really what Dr. Ginger and Deanna Lassen did, and Deanna's a naturopath, Dr. Ginger is a chiropractor, And what they did is they said, no. Mm-hmm. They said, what we're going to do is we're going to send our supplements like Renew, Elite, you know, all those other things, Slenderize, whatever. We're going to send those to the NSF. But the NSF, hey, here's what we're going to ask you to do. We're going to ask you to test every single ingredient in our product because we want to know that it's exactly what we say is in the packet or the bottle, not some of what we said was in the packet or the bottle. Because everybody else is doing some of what's in the packet or the bottle, and we're doing everything that's in the packet or the bottle, right? It gives psychological safety. It gives physical safety, you know, and so we need that. So for me, knowing what these women are doing, of course, a female solution, right? Knowing what these women are doing, I had to join up. I had to join up. And so then in Destin, Florida, Andrew, my husband, heard Hot Chocolate speaking at the front of the room. She's a master manifester. And I was outside handling some issues. There was a death in the family that day. And he comes out and he says, you need to meet this woman. Like,
wow.
Yeah, he goes, you need to meet her. I'm like, okay, make it happen. You know? So Andrew introduces Hot Chocolate and I, right? Shauna Jackson, thank you for joining the show. I'm going to ask you to go to call into the show at Blog Talk. This was the wrong link. No big deal. We'll be managing that throughout the show. 515-605-9325 if you want to listen to the show. If you want to see the show, go to the YouTube channel, Susan Essentials. And Susan Essentials is S-U-S-O-N and then Essentials. Oh, like my last name is
spelled. S-E-N-T-I-E-L, right?
Yeah. So we got a comment here. And Andrew says, I said you need to meet this woman for sure.
Thank you, Andrew. You did that.
And so the reason why he wanted us to meet was because Hot Chocolate has let me just say something before we even, I tell your, a little bit of your story, which you're going to do the rest. No one rises to the top without adversity, right? No one. So when you see Hot Chocolate and where she's at today, or you see me where I'm at today, where you see Naima where she's at today, nobody gets to where they're going without adversity and strife. And it's our challenge to break through the chains of the past, right? So that we can rise up. And then our story becomes somebody else's game plan, right? Our story becomes somebody else's game plan to get from point A to point B. We lay the path. We lay the groundwork so other people can follow. So with that being said, Andrew hears Hot Chocolate on the stage, and she's sharing how she's been manifesting her life. And so with that being said, Hot Chocolate, share with us, first of all, how you got your name.
Thank you. I was waiting for that moment. Thank you both again. The adversity. That's the key word for my name, even. At about 3 years old, that's my earliest memory. I was ridiculed for being too dark, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, I was ridiculed by family. I was ridiculed by the community. I was told I was too dark by the people of my own community.
This of course.
Is what's amazing about it, okay?
Because you look
so,
at it.
I was confused, so I would stand in the mirror, cry as a little girl, ask God, why did you make me this color? Everybody says this is the wrong color. They say that I'm ugly, that I'm too black. So what do I do? 3 years old trying to figure it out. So I had a wonderful, still do have a great single mom. She'll be 80 years old this year. But my great-grandparents who've gone on now, they were my support. Not my granddaddy. He didn't think I was good enough. But my great-grandfather got wind of what was happening to me. So he started saying, you're my black gal. You're my hot chocolate. So he helped me to realize maybe I am okay, you know? So at about 19 years old, I'll never forget, I was at a friend's house. And we didn't have a washing machine and dryer. And I was back from school on a break. And she said, you can have my key and come in and wash clothes anytime. So I'm sitting there doing laundry. She was at work, feeling all special. Oh, I get to, you know, I don't have to go to the laundry mat. And I heard a voice that said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wow.
And everything I make is beautiful. That includes you. And I need you for the rest of your life, especially when you get into the media circuit. I need you to use what I've given you as a tool to bless others. So when I call myself Hot Chocolate, of course this question, why do you call yourself Hot Chocolate? Well, you're a stripper. Where did that name come from?
well, wait a second. So here's the thing. So I go on Facebook to watch, to connect with Hot Chocolate. And yes, there are a lot of people lacking clothing. I'm like, Hot Chocolate, you got to connect with me. There's not a lot of Jody Susans out there, okay? And girl, I put in the private chat the link that you can click on, okay? So okay. Go over to private chat, click on that link, and then you can watch from there, okay?
Mm.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely want a visual of this.
So, you know, even now people question it, but I use it with such honor and integrity because when people ask, why do you call yourself Hot Chocolate, it's my moment to find out what adversity they faced when I tell them what I faced.
Right.
And it's a sign to the world that you can go from trouble to triumph. So every time I hear the name Hot Chocolate, I've thought about making it my legal name, which I probably will.
Mm.
I love the name Melody, but Hot Chocolate moves my heart because I suffered.
Yeah, I can't even call you Melody. I'm sorry.
I know, right?
And I won't. I mean, because,
exactly.
You know, and here's the thing. You really touched my heart because, you know, people who, I feel very connected with people like us where stuff happened and we decided, childhood, adulthood, right? And we decided to not take no for an answer.
Yes.
We decided not to take no for an answer.
Absolutely.
And we decided not to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk right now. Go ahead, because I'll cry.
Well,
I wore mascara today,
well,
so I'm just going
to
say I'll have, you know, black tears coming down my face.
But I understand. I understand this experience very well.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same emotional trauma as a child.
Mm.
And I was a very, very sensitive child. Mm-hmm. I cried a lot. And people call me cry baby because I would cry, you know, the drop of a hat. Somebody said a mean thing about me, made fun of me when I was growing up, very dark skin, short hair. And, you know, that was the image that would get you tortured emotionally as a child. People making you feel like you were ugly. And I mean, it was to the point that the children wouldn't, you know, that little about they said about Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that all other reindeer wouldn't let him, you have to call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. That was my life. You know, asked to join in the game. Oh, no, the game is locked. You know, which is something.
Right.
That's what children would do. You know, nobody else can play. And they would do that to me. And, you know, I'm 4 years old, 5 years old, so still crying all the time. Ah, you're just a crying baby. And I finally realized they're enjoying making me cry. So I learned to mask the sadness with a smile. But it was still on the inside. And when I was when I was in third grade, I read a lot. You know, when that happens to you, it alters your personality and you become very introverted.
Yes.
So what would have been perhaps an outgoing personality was altered for a number of years, and I went through and I read a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was well advanced, you know, for my age because of my reading. So in third grade, the teacher decided myself and a couple other students should be double promoted to the next grade. So I went from third grade to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
That summer, before I went to fifth grade, I played a lot outside, got very, 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 very dark.
Hmm.
And so when I got to school that year, the children were cruelly, mercilessly
mm-hmm.
for my very dark skin. And then I was very skinny because I, you know, did a lot of athletics and stuff. So I was very skinny. And I was also the very youngest one in the class. And they were angry because I read so many books. I, you know, seemed to be the smartest one in the class. I always raised my hand, always knew the answer. So I was getting physically attacked. You know, a group of girls bullying me. And, you know, I get in fights, get suspended, all of that just for being dark and smart. And it was like I felt hated. So what does that do to your soul?
Mm-hmm.
So I was scarred.
It shatters
for
it.
Years.
It shatters your soul. And I'm going to tell you something, how we all are the same, right? I'm white. But I grew up as a Jew.
Wow.
In a Catholic neighborhood.
Oh.
So when I was 11, we moved from a very Jewish neighborhood to a Catholic neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always saying oy vey. And when I we had a lot of in my community, not like my father, you know, we had friends of all races, all creeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I learned by the time I was 11, because that's when we moved, was that I only had 10 seconds, a second more than you. So you got judged because of your skin color.
Mm.
I got judged because what was coming out of my mouth was like oy vey, right?
Mm. And so like an accent.
Yeah, and that's pretty much gone, right? The accent. But so they knew I was Jewish. We have so many people you share this show with. Okay, hold on. So
Dave,
I am so grateful you share the show.
YouTube or Facebook, keep watching.
Okay, so Dave, and I can't see who the other person is below, but I'll take a look at the private chat. There's two links. One is for YouTube, which is visual. The other one, which is TOBTR, and you know, one has YouTube in it, so you know it's YouTube. The other one is for Blog Talk Radio. So you can go to that one and listen to it on the link, or you can call into the show at 515-605-9325. Hilarious. The back office is full.
That's great. That's great.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I'm going to disconnect you guys. So Dave, go to, I'm going to give you guys a minute. Connect the link on either YouTube or call into the show on this number here, 515-605-9325. Pam, thank you. You too. And I don't know who else the other person is. Hilarious.
You got fans.
Yes, she has her own radio show. So Hot Chocolate has her own radio show in the morning in Tennessee.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
So, Pam, go to that number. And Dave, you too. Thank you so much. So.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in.
Wonderful. All
hilarious.
Right.
So I had just a few seconds more than you before I was judged. Right?
Yeah.
You were judged for your skin. I was judged for my religion. I mean, I converted to Christianity. I mean, they had the right idea. But I want to tell you something. I didn't convert because people were judging me because I wasn't in the right fan club.
Wow.
Right? I converted because I found Jesus, and he kept on opening up his heart to me. Mm. Not because somebody was judging me and telling me I had the wrong religion.
You're going to hell, you know, all that, yeah.
Well, that's what I was told in my kitchen, right?
Wow.
At 13 or 14 years old, this woman, child, I'll call her, we're 14, she tells me, yeah, you're going to hell. And I'm like, oh, yeah? I said, well, we don't believe in hell. Now, I know it exists,
wow.
You know, but at 14, I was going by my belief systems at that time. So, mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing. It does, and I'm grateful for the judgment,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Now, what not to do to people?
Yes.
Well, what not to do, and also who made me to be
are.
Today, right? Yes. Hi, Karen. So, Karen, you're in the backstage. There's two links in the private chat. We love Hot Chocolate Following. It's flipping
yeah.
amazing.
Fantastic.
So, Karen, there's two links. One is for YouTube. One is for, you can just copy and paste that and tune into the show from there. That's hilarious. God, I love you, man. A great issue to have, right? A great issue to have.
Yes.
So, keep talking. So,
sure. Carry
on, Hot Chocolate.
Yeah,
sure. Really, that basis helped to shape me.
Right,
now,
yeah.
I cried Naima, is that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, pronounce one beautiful name, by the way.
Yeah.
And so I cried like you did as a child, just about every day, okay? I cried in Sunday school. I cried in daycare. My mom had to take me out of daycare because I was afraid of everybody.
Mm.
Because I was always mishandled for being dark-skinned. Now we have a term for it. It's called colorism.
Yeah.
So my first best friend was a Caucasian girl because she accepted me. I didn't have problems outside my race. My problems were within the race. So Sasha Kirk, I didn't have problems. It wasn't from the outside. This was within my race.
Right. Colorism is a very deep sickness that we have.
So I was told that skin color, you know, made you who you were. Wrong skin color, you are ignored. You are excluded from the games. Naima, you mentioned that. You alluded to that. You're excluded from everything. So I was always wanting somebody to talk to me, wanting somebody to be my. I remember being with people who would talk to me, to the light-skinned people. And when the light-skinned
wow.
people yes. And so when the light-skinned people showed up, okay, bye, Melody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went through that for real. So at 19, when God showed me how to love myself, he also showed me how to have for all races, for all skin colors, for everybody. You know, so I became strategically colorblind to some degree. So I love traveling the world because we all share the same heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like what you just said. I became strategically colorblind.
Yeah.
I am too. So, you know, I grew up with all colors, and so I just didn't see it. It never have, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to – matter of fact, because I'm an energy healer, I actually look at someone's heart. I go into their energy field before I even look at their face.
Because that's who they really are.
Right, and I can connect with their unique energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my story growing up, and it shaped me. It helped me to have a compassion, a love, and a determination.
Yeah.
So that's how God was able even to work on the part of me that believes that whatever God speaks, whatever I believe, whatever he shows me will come to pass in this lifetime. So those things helped me because I spent so much time by myself. I had to believe that there was someone greater than what I was hearing loving me.
Yeah.
So my mom taught me how to pray as a little girl. I mean, I was a little girl praying, falling asleep at 6 in the morning. She wake me up to pray, and I'm asleep. And she wake up, Melody, keep praying. But I appreciate that now. It helped me to understand that God was real and that he was my friend. and he loved me because I've never seen my biological father.
Mm.
Yeah, and I embraced that at 8 years old. At 8 years old, I it's hard for people to believe this, but I remember riding down the street. We didn't have a car until I was 13. So I'm riding in the car with someone, and I started thinking. I said, if God wanted my daddy to be in my life, he would have had him in my life. So evidently, I can be okay without that.
Definitely.
So I remember praying a prayer. I said, God, give me fathers. If you give me fathers, I'll never miss my biological father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
So
because the family is the family that we choose, not the family that we're born into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a really interesting story with that one. So when I was between 3 and 5, I remember being with my mom, and we were with my aunt, the person that I called my aunt at that time. And there was this man there who was a friend to my aunt. And he looked at me. I remember that. He said, she's going to be my daughter. Now, he never dated
me.
Wow. He never dated my mom.
Wow.
That day to the day he passed, okay? He had never seen me. He said, she's going to be my daughter, and I'm going to take care of her till I die.
Wow.
Mind you, never see my father, so there's no child support. But this stranger, from the age of about 3, he died when I was 30. Every 2 weeks, he got paid, I got paid.
That's an answer for him.
Never missed one payment.
Wow.
Wow.
Never dated my mother. Never mishandled me. All he wanted from me was to pick up the phone every day for him to have a 1-minute conversation. He would say, how are you? How's your mom? How's your great-grandmother when she was alive? Because he heard me talk about her. He said, well, just wanted to hear your voice. Talk to you tomorrow.
Wow.
This was a conversation every day. And for 27 years, he gave me an allowance. And when he got a raise, that was his commitment. You get a raise.
Wow.
And never missed one time. He would come to our front door, never move past the door, come inside the door, hand me that money. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. He did that till he closed his eyes, and I was 30 years old.
I got a question. Do you know his backstory at all? I mean, had he lost a daughter somewhere in life or whatever? Because somehow God put it together for a reason.
Yes, he did. Listen, and he didn't believe in sharing his money with people. He didn't trust a lot of people. He lived with his mother. And to be honest, he could not even read or write. But he never missed a day going to his job. He had so much time built up. He had a stroke like the last 3 years of his life. He had so much time because he had never missed a day of work, so he was able to live off of his sick days for a whole year.
Wow.
Without missing a paycheck.
Wow.
So he didn't believe in a lot of people. His family would come to him asking him for money. He'd say no. He said, I was his only commitment.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And he never missed one time. And he did it from his heart. And all he required is that I answer the phone for that 1 minute. And he said, I just need to know you're okay. Yeah.
I gave you what you needed.
He gave me what I needed. And then he had other people to take me to school. He had another man to come and minister to me spiritually about my destiny. He had a father for every area of my life.
Wow.
So I never missed my biological father because I felt like if I needed him to be who I am, God would have had him here. So clearly God used him to get me into this earth realm.
Right.
And that's all he was needed for. And my biological father has 3 other daughters who are younger than me. I had access to him, but I respected his decision.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we're good. I have no animosity against him. He made a decision. His wife does not know about me.
Wow.
His children don't know about me because I had a connection to him. She just passed away a couple years ago. And she would keep me abreast as to how he was doing and all that. And I'm good.
Mm.
I'm good.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Andrew just typed in and he said, hot chocolate. That is a wonderful outpouring of generosity. Jesus showed up.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run a couple of commercials. It's 8:35. Let me just do that real quick.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, I'm going to do another commercial. It's from, I have it on LinkedIn. I didn't upload it here. And what I have done is I had aligned myself with a group of people and who are advocating for sustainable living. And so what I'm going to do is share the screen so we can see this video. And it's a little bit longer video than I would like, but it's really, really powerful. And there's an opportunity to get this bundle.
Interest in living a life of freedom,
so I'll let
resilience,
you guys listen
and sustainability. While many of the world's systems, both natural and man-made, are facing pressures like we've never seen, there are those among us who've prepared themselves to thrive, living free from traditional 9-to-5s and experiencing the joy that comes with a deep reconnection to nature. So the question is, are you currently as enabled, prepared, and empowered as you could be? My name is Rob Herring. I'm a filmmaker, regenerative solutions activist, and one of the curators of the Off-Grid Sustainable Living Bundle, which brings you massive access to professional tools and resources for living independently, sustainably, and free. This bundle is unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's not a course or a book. It's a one-of-a-kind chance to access a library. Life-changing material at a price that exists nowhere else. If you're anything like me, you know it does little good to be naive to the fragility of certain aspects of society, but it's also pretty hard to feel joy and live the life meant for you when you're suspended in nonstop fear. Luckily, the solution to living a simpler and freer life is a shift into action, learning, focusing on empowering yourself. So what does true security really mean? Is it to have the skills to provide food for you and your family, to have ongoing income or better understanding for strategic investments to lead towards financial security, or maybe to be able to travel and experience new places and people around the world without sacrificing your life savings, to feel the confidence that comes with knowing you're prepared to live simply and minimally while feeling even more abundant and connected to your true nature than ever before? Not only is this possible, but many of the most renowned teachers and experts have turned their directly lived experience into courses, books, and trainings to put their years of wisdom right at your fingertips. The Off-Grid Sustainable Living Bundle is a comprehensive vault of resources covering a multitude of skill sets and topics curated specifically to guide you to the lifestyle that you always dreamed possible. So only from this page right now, you can get this never-before-seen bundle, including over 40 courses, trainings, and digital books from some of the most experienced creators, professionals, and teachers in gardening, farming, off-grid living, nomadic lifestyle, homeschooling, online income, home medicine creation, cryptocurrency, minimalism, and so much more. Right now, for a very limited time, you can get access to all this premium best-selling content for only $50. That's an over 95% savings. Purchasing just one of these products individually at regular price costs more than this entire bundle. This is the power of collaboration. An all-star team of educators joining forces in a way which allows you an opportunity to own lifetime access to a wide catalog of some of the best resources at a price that cannot exist outside of this bundle. To get this thorough collection any other way, you'd have to spend over 40 times more than your special discount today. You really do get full access, and you don't have to use everything. If you go through even one product, the investment makes sense. You'll have immediate access to download all these ebooks, so the rest will be in your personal library when you're ready or need them. There's no catch other than the fact that this offer expires on Sunday, March 27th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I invite you to take action right now. Support the work of these creators and invest in your future and your peace of mind by purchasing the off-grid sustainable living bundle. This is the best price you will ever see. Thank you so much. And here's to a healing, regenerative future for you and those you love.
Okay. So let me just close that off. So personally, and I just put a post so anybody who's watching can take advantage of the off-grid sustainable living bundle. It's amazing what they have offered, you know, and I know that personally I'm looking at ways to live with less, right? Less around me, less weight, right?
Let's wait.
Well, I'm still losing because I gained like 20 pounds during during the pandemic. And
yeah,
so,
everybody gained that extra 20 pounds. Yeah.
And so and we'll talk about your journey on that in a little bit, hot chocolate.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Karen says, I finally got in. I can't miss this. So she's watching. Thank you, Karen. We're so grateful for you to tune in and to listen. And we're grateful to everyone who's been piping in the great room. We're just getting you in the right direction. I think that's hilarious.
I'm glad you think so.
You know what? When I look at things and I just laugh because, you know. And then Burl. Perry says, this has been wonderful so far as I learned to manage this new process. And then this is Fagala, and she would like to say hello to you.
Hello, Fagala.
And both Naima and I are animal communicators, and so she's putting up her claw to say hi, right? Anyway, she's very excited to have you on the show. She's always on the show. Every Tuesday, she has her own following. And Tinkerbell's in the back right now. She's a little shy. She's still waking up this morning. So, anyway, we'll bring her on when she's ready. So, we have new comments. Okay. So Grand Rising Beautiful Queen Sisters and Fagala. So that's Zelda Robinson. She has our Monday show. And I would just say, Zelda, you and Hot Chocolate should connect, and I'll connect you guys via text messaging because you want to hop on Zelda's show too when your time allows. So like that. Zelda is a stress relief coach, right? And again, like us, we have a significant journey, which I'll let her talk about. So go ahead and pick up. Right now, you've been manifesting. You know, you and I are very similar. We manifest what we want, right? Hot chocolate.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Andrew told you, but I manifested him 2 days before my deadline.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, I know you do. So I put on my vision board. Hold on. What do you want to say? that start with heart. Everyone, she's saying this is her typical message, but usually she has something a little different. So you want everybody to start with heart. Yeah. And anything else you want to share right now, or can we go on with the show? Can we go on with the show? We can go on. Thank you. So I put on my vision board, and it was on my refrigerator door, that I was going to find the man of my dreams, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had down there by my birthday, October 18th, and of 2018, and Andrew and I connected 2 days before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can relate to that story.
Share yours.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I hadn't met a whole lot of fools in my life, okay?
Yeah.
Let's start right there.
Yes, sister.
So I had to take time out. I took 3 years of acting like man did not exist. That was very challenging. But I did it to find out why I kept bringing these fools into my life, okay? So I had to deal with some things and find out how to manifest who God promised me.
Mm.
Okay. So I had to go through a waiting period. I never did a lot of dating, but the few people that I dated and I was in relationships with, they were horrible. They would always start out, oh, I think you're this wonderful person, as they do, and bait you in, and then it would be another situation of distrust, dishonesty, foolishness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I took 3 years to work on me, to pursue purpose, to pursue the ministry, to understand the beauty of singleness.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's trying to not be single. But let's find out why we're single. And let's find out what fruit we should be bearing while we're single.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a radio show at the time. And so I heard God tell me to start talking about singleness on radio. And I said, oh, God, I'm going to put myself out there. Really don't want to do that. He said, you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Walk the journey out with your listeners. They don't know how to be single either.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy with it and be content with it, with still having an expectation that there is a person created for you in this world. So I started talking about singleness. So at the end of my three-year journey, I knew I'd had to do this for 3 years, just, and I was meeting some incredible men, I thought, but I had to act like they didn't exist, okay? It had to be work or ministry. If not, I couldn't even hang out with my so-called brothers. I'm an only child, but I have a lot of male friends, and I call them brothers, and we would have dinner together, lunch. I couldn't even do that. And hear about their relationships. I couldn't even do that for 3 years. So
when you were taking people through,
uh-huh,
your listeners, when you're taking them through the art, let's say, of singleness.
Yes.
What did you share?
Oh, good. I shared with them how to find purpose in singleness, how to find peace in singleness, and find out what it is you're supposed to be accomplishing while you're single. Why is your singleness necessary in this season of life? So I would bring a lot of men onto the show and let's find out how men really think.
So find out your purpose, find your peace, and what was the third one?
Find out how men really think.
Okay.
Yes. So I would have a lot of male guest co-hosts. Because we know how we think, but clearly we're missing something. We evidently don't know how they think. So I had men who would come on and talk about all kinds of things, what they were looking for, and a woman how to know when they're lying to us, how to shape a really healthy relationship. It was really, really some good stuff. And I was sharing this day after day, and I said, you all, one day I'm going to tell you that I've met the person that God has for me. But until then, we're going to rock this singleness out together. So I formed a Facebook group. It was called Home Alone, But Not For Long.
I like that.
It was to give you peace where you were while you're still expecting that one day you won't be home alone, okay? Not for long.
It's
so
interesting. You know, I've been single all my life until last year, December 12th. I mean, I I was single. I didn't get married until I was 58.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so my I'm a girl. And I love, I did find, and I just want to, and I'm going to let you carry on. So I did find purpose. And mm-hmm. I did find peace and actually created the place of peace, but that's another show. I still haven't figured out how men really think. So I'm listening.
Yeah, that was the thing, and I'm still learning that too. My husband is helping me with that one. So at the end of the 3-year period, I knew I was good. I was healed from all the past scars. I wasn't blaming anybody anymore for being a fool. I had to find out why I was choosing fools, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, why are you choosing? Why were we choosing who we choose, right?
Exactly. So I was just a whole person. And so I remember waking up one morning. It was in the month of May. I finished my 3-year run of pure singleness. And I woke up out of my sleep saying, I'm going to meet my husband within 3 months. So I called my mom because God speaks to me in my dreams. So I called my mom and I said, wow, oh, God's never given me a timeline. I said, but I woke up out of my sleep saying, wow, God is going to cause me to meet my husband in 3 months. This was in May. Okay. So before he came, another fool showed up. And within that, God, I'm going to meet somebody in 3 months. And I stood back and looked at this guy, and I said, that's not what God told me.
Number one.
So I learned so many lessons, I was able to pick up on it quickly. So I didn't waste any time. So I kept waiting.
So he was actually sent as a task to make sure that
yes.
he learned the lesson.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, he was the Ishmael before Isaac, okay?
Yeah.
So,
God, I love you, hot chocolate.
Waiting mode, and at that time I was doing radio live. So I was on just the gospel station at that time. So I'm on radio live, and somebody chimes in, hello. Instead of saying hot chocolate, they said chocolate child. I have my listeners even now to text me, okay? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm on a bigger station now, text me. So somebody texts me, hello, chocolate child.
Chocolate child.
I've been called a lot of different forms of chocolate. I said, nobody has said chocolate child. So I said live on the radio, hey, somebody just said hello, chocolate child. You're texting from a Nashville number. Are you passing through to Nashville? Are you in Nashville? He said, no, I'm in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next few days, he texted again. But then I noticed there was this guy in my Home Alone group. And we were very interactive in the group at the time. And we would talk sometimes for hours in the group. People were being inspired and about singleness. So whenever a male voice showed up in the group, we would all listen. This guy kept showing up. He said, I'm from Nashville. I said, is this the same guy? He's been texting me. And finally he said, da-da-da. Chocolate child.
He said, oh, that's him.
I said, oh, that's the same guy. I said, are you the same guy from radio? He said, 1 + 1 = 2. I said, okay. Well, the women were loving him because he was very vocal and giving ideas and advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was bringing men on from the show from radio. I didn't think anything of it. He was helpful, like other men had been. So I said, would you like to come to the radio show? He said, yeah. I said, where do you live? Do you actually live in Nashville? I said, oh, wow. The station is 2.5 hours away. I don't know if you'd be willing to make that drive. He said, no problem.
Wow. 2.5 hours.
So let me rewind the tape. This was July. The 4th of July had come. This was the end of July. 4th of July had come. And my mama was coming, and she called like she normally would. My stepdad was alive at the time. And she said, are you coming over for the 4th with us? I was so ticked off by that.
Mm.
As I said, I am sick of not having my own family.
Mm.
I am sick of doing holidays their way.
Mm.
I love my mom. Great relationship. But I was sick of her. I said, people should be coming to my family, to my household. So I remember I heard a voice from heaven. He said, sow into her if you want to change. I said, huh? He said, act like 4th of July is Christmas. Buy her everything you can afford right now.
Mm.
Wait,
so
say I was that again. Praising. Buy her.
He said, sow into her happiness.
Your mother?
Yeah.
To my mother.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the 4th of July, act like it's Christmas.
Act like it's Christmas.
Act as though it's Christmas time.
And so into her. And so into her means put into her.
Yeah. So I bought gifts for her like it was Christmas time.
Okay.
And he said, if you want to change, sow into her. He said, what do you want to change? I said, I never want another holiday without my husband being a part of it.
Okay.
He said, okay, this is what makes her happy to have you here. Sow into her and watch the fruit you'll get. He said, but make sure you're vocal and verbal about why you're sowing. Because you don't want a random harvest.
Mm.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm not no more.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have to go to commercial in 4 minutes. So if we don't finish in 4 minutes, we're coming right back. So,
okay. So I go to her house on the 4th of July and I tell her I don't want to be here. I said it respectfully, but I said it. I said, I don't want to be here because this is not what I want to do for the 4th of July. I want to be with my own family, but this is what makes you happy. So I'm going to sow into you. She's like, where are you going all these gifts? I said, they're yours. Enjoy. I said, but as I sow into you, I'm verbally declaring that I will never spend another holiday without my husband being a part of it.
Mm.
She said, okay. All right, baby. And she went on to enjoy her gifts. Well, at that time, Chocolate Child had not shown up on my phone, okay? Mm-hmm. My husband was in Nashville working. His phone was on the desk. He was not on the desk. I was on a Bolivar station that stopped, its frequency stopped over 2 hours before you got to Nashville.
Wow.
There was no way for his radio. So he was doing tune-in radio. Had never heard of Bolivar, Tennessee in his life. He says that every day.
Mm.
He was not with his phone. His phone was on the desk. It turned itself on.
Wow.
To the time I'm on radio. And he comes back to the desk and says, how is this phone turning itself on? I'm not on tune in right now. And who is this? Bolivar? I've never heard of Bolivar. And so he said, God spoke to him and said, don't cut it off. Listen to her. What was I doing being obedient, talking about singleness and standing still?
Mm-hmm.
He said, wow, that's where I am in my life.
Mm.
He said, God told him, look at your clock and note what time this is and listen at the same time tomorrow. She'll be back on.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
I know.
And it was. It's
matchmaking.
And Karen says she loves hearing this story. So I have not heard this story before because, like I said, I was outside handling family issues when you were speaking on stage. You know, and I'm going to tell you that both Andrew and I have a variety of situations where something like the TV turns on or the radio turns on or the phone turns on or something plays that we know it was meant for us to hear, like right then and there. It's God showing up and God showing off.
Yes.
All day.
All day. It's God.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about a match made in heaven.
Yes.
But it's much bigger than, to me, Naima, it is much bigger than a match made in heaven. It's really about the power of intention, the power of manifestation, and the power of God supporting your highest good. Whether it's Hot Chocolate, Naima Latif, or Jody Susan, or Andrew Calhoun, or anybody else out there, Karen Fail, Beryl Perry, you know, Dave, whoever you are, Mm-hmm. Right? When you're aligning yourself, okay, she has really something to say. Okay, what do you want to say? Same thing I'm saying. She's agreeing with what I'm saying. So what do you, no, do you have something unique though you want to say? Because I know you do. So what do you want to say? Here, let me hear you. She says the power of manifesting what you want is the only way to walk through life. Yes? Okay. She says your mind is so powerful that you, yeah, like what we watched. So we watched this movie the other day, Heal. We haven't finished watching it. And it's about the power, and that's what you want me to talk about. Okay. So it's the power of our mind. So Dr. Is it Joe Dispenza? He had, I don't know what he did to the four vertebrae, in his back, right? Let's say he damaged them to the point where he wasn't going to be able to walk again. Are you going to let me talk about it? Hey. So he damaged his back to the point that he couldn't walk again.
Ooh.
And they were going to do surgery. And instead, he used the power of his mind to heal himself. And he's walking and teaching about it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Joe Dispenza is a world-renowned, I would say, energy healer, but I'm sure he has his own name for himself. And so our minds are just so powerful. Beryl Perry says, amen. Beryl Perry says, I'm loving her. So there's four hers with her. Okay, Connie, what else? Naima, do you hear what she's saying?
I feel that she's expressing that in order for us to manifest, we have to feel what it is we want and believe it's going to happen. And then we draw that to us because we already believe it is so as we declare it.
That, yes. So you're right. And you know, she's calmed down. So thank you. Anything else? No, she's good. Thank you. Yeah, the power of our energy, we are walking antennas. Right. Oh, the bird.
Thank you. Oh, you have a fan.
We have a fan show. Thank you. Come on, girlfriend. All right. So, yeah, the power of our mind and the power to manifest what we want. Like the three of us have all done this, right? But what I think is important for people to know is that this is something you all can do.
Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely.
This is not a Jody. This is not a hot chocolate. This is not a Naima limited like edition. There is no limited edition, right? We
Absolutely.
All get to do it if you choose. So it's 9:04. We go to commercial every 30 minutes, and I'm just going to run a couple quick commercials here. Let me just see what we got here. See that. Hold on.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right. And then let me see. I think I have tomorrow, actually, we have Naima's show. And Naima, are you back? Let's see. No, she's not. So Naima's show is tomorrow morning. It starts at 7 a.m. Central Standard, 8 a.m. Eastern, and it's on repairing relationships. And when she comes back, she can share with us, who her guest is. If you have questions and want to call into the show, just dial 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. And you can ask Hot Chocolate a question. You can ask me a question, Naima a question, and, you know, kind of like that. And then I have a couple more commercials, and I think Hot Chocolate, you may recognize this one.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time. They can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And earning today at...
Whoops. Okay, and then I have one other note to share. So this is a really cool device. It's called, it's a PEMF device, and it's called Nimbus. And I've been using PEMF for many years, and I'm just going to tell you, listen up, because this is flipping cool, all right?
Meet Sam. Poor Sam doesn't get out much. Meet Sam's blood cells. They're stacked and slow and can't absorb all the available oxygen, water, and nutrients he needs. And the cells cannot eliminate waste, all because the cells are negatively energized. Sam is borderline diabetic. He gets sick all the time and feels older than his years. Meet Sally. Sally loves to work out and stay in shape, running, drinking water, and taking supplements. Meet Sally's blood cells. Uh-oh, Sally thinks she's doing everything right, but her cells look like Sam's. Sally doesn't understand why her knee pain doesn't heal, why she has insomnia, why she suffers from depression. It's a fact, toxins in our environment weaken our cells. Our bodies are electrical machines. Weak cells lose their positive charge and become sick, stacked and stuck together. They're starved of oxygen, water, and nutrition. They can't effectively eliminate waste. They don't flow easily into capillaries to heal tissue, bones, and organs. Even though we take handfuls of the best supplements and exercise seriously, we still have more chronic disease today than ever before, and it's not getting better. The good news is you can do something about it at the cell level, and it's science. For decades, scientists have studied the positive effects of pulsating electromagnetic fields, PEMF, on the human body. There are thousands of scientific papers and double-blind medical studies proving PEMF helps the body heal itself faster. But PEMF therapy is expensive and cumbersome, until now. Medical doctors and scientists at Nimbus Performance have discovered a more effective and targeted low-frequency pulsating electromagnetic hybrid called CM2 technology. So advanced, they have secured 14 patents. CM2 technology is available in a wear everyday pulse band designed to optimize blood cell health and a portable sport web designed to treat targeted areas like muscle and bone, all at a fraction of the cost of previous technology. The pulse band energizes red blood cells. Positively charged cells don't stack and are more exposed to oxygen, water, and the nutrients they need to help the body heal itself and perform at its peak. This is changing people's lives. Look at Sam now. Look at Sally now. The Nimbus Pulse Band can change your life too. Take the first step today and order your Pulse Band and see what it means to feel more healthy, happy, and whole. Many of us suffer from chronic diseases, aches, or pains. Discover today how you too can realize many of the same benefits as Sam and Sally. Contact the person who shared this video with you. Ask them about the Nimbus system and life-changing products. Join the movement, the worldwide cell movement, and help your cells, help your body heal itself.
All right, here we go. We are back. Yeah! Got my Nimbus on. So if anybody wants to get a Nimbus, there is a link in the thread. I love what it's doing for my body, and the fact that it's wearable and I don't have to sit around for 8 minutes on, you know, on another device, for me it was a game changer because I've been using Beamer for 6 years. So. This, 350, boom, done. So anyway, so let's talk hot chocolate. You know, another thing that we seem to have in common is our weight loss journey. You know, it's different. Naima, you want to talk to her?
Well, she wants you to tell your story, but you've told it. You know, the whole thing about the...
I feel like she wants me to tell her story again, her health journey.
Ah, oh, it's yours. Oh, okay.
Not so mine, hers.
Ah, you want her to tell your story.
Okay, so we'll tie it all together. Is that cool? All right. So, okay, we can't be talking over one another when we're doing this. All right? Got to have some healthy boundaries here. Really? All right. Humming works. So we all know, at least on this show, food is your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've heard about my story. I'll do it again in like 20 seconds. Misdiagnosed, over-medicated, put on like all these medications, nearly died in 2013. Oh, there's feedback. And then reverse all the conditions using food as medicine, right? Energy-based healing and food, plants. And plants, and that doesn't mean I don't eat meat. It just means that the plants are healing. For her, she was given specific her birth back in 2016, an injection, so that she wouldn't spread a disease that's common for this type of bird. Personally, I think it was made up. When I got her, she couldn't get her head, so I got her when she was about 7 weeks old. And I went to go feed her, and she couldn't get her head out of the dish. Keep in mind, her whole body was in the dish. So her, like she, I have a picture of it, but not going to show it here today. She was getting food from me that was given to me by the person who sold me Shagala, right? Who let me adopt her. And the guy doesn't tell me that the food has to be refrigerated.
Mm.
Now, bird food is not typically refrigerated. I'm literally poisoning my baby.
Mm.
Right? Because there's all this bacteria and everything accumulating in this meal, right? So when Fagala, I won't miss it. So she got so sick, right? And her immune system is so destroyed. And if you take a look, she wants me to show you her claws. She's missing claws. Okay? So when they went to go clip her nails, they didn't clip the nail. And it's not like it was on purpose, but the whole nail came out. Two of them. She's screaming bloody murder. Think about all the nerve endings that are in your fingers. Okay? So I put her on my diet. And we gave her sweet potatoes, which are full of minerals, echinacea, dandelion root, a variety of other herbs, turmeric with black pepper, because together they increase the bioavailability in your body and decrease inflammation. And so long story short, what she wants you to know is that what Hatoka is going to talk to you about today is really about modifying not only your diet and your behaviors and your lifestyle, but modifying whose phone is
that? It's my home phone that never rings. Uh-oh.
Answer it.
Okay. Let me just do this. If it rings, it's a telemarketer.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you could answer
that.
I was told to tell you to answer it. So what Fagala and we want you to go about now sharing, really, I mean, you're doing a little differently, but it's really the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're using nutrient-dense supplements to modify how your body's reacting to what you give to it.
Absolutely.
So go for it.
Thank you. I had been struggling with my weight since childhood, okay? I had been using food to compensate. Food for happy times and food for bad times. But it was the types of food and the overconsumption of processed foods, being honest. So I joined the business last April, lost 13 pounds the first week, 7 pounds the second week. Products work, but my mind had not shifted. So I still wanted my piece of cake every day. I still wanted my potato chips. So after a while, I stopped taking the products and said, I got to get me right. So it got to the end of the year, and I'm looking like, I don't believe, for me personally, in New Year's resolutions. I just think every day you should be working on change, right? So it was the end of the year, though, and I'm like, I need a change in my life, but I don't know what's going on. I don't understand why I'm eating all this stuff, why I'm drinking all these sodas. I have these products that work. Well, when I went to Utah in maybe November, whenever we met in Utah, Rick Rufford, I went to view the home office, went to see it, tour it, and he said two words. And I said, well, how do I properly tell the audience what we have here and stay in compliance? He said, cellular nutrition.
Mm.
I said, Now I went back to my hotel room and had some potato chips. But that resonated in my soul. I said, cellular nutrition. I had never heard it that way. And it was so simple, one statement. And cousin Kristen that I call, Kristen Doyle White, we call her cousin Kristen, she had been talking to me about all the ingredients in the products. I knew they were real. But when he said that, it brought it all together. So by the end of the year, I said, Kristen, I got to find out what's wrong with me.
I've been successful in so many other areas. What's wrong here? So I went to God about it. One, I had to admit that I had an addiction to carbs and sugar. I said it many times. Oh, I know I'm addicted to this, but I never said it. Number two, God nudged me. It's like a tap on the shoulder. He said, you've asked me for wisdom in every other area of your life. Never in this area.
Ooh.
This has been your greatest weakness. Naima, I'm saying, but I've been asking you, Lord, to help me lose weight. He said, no. You never asked me for wisdom, which is the how-to from heaven.
Ooh.
I said, oh. He said, first, we're going to deal with this addiction. Let's announce it so that we can denounce it.
I like that. Announce it and denounce.
Yeah. So, right, because once you acknowledge it, right, you can set it free.
Yes, so that it can leave your life forever. So I did that part. He said, now, you've always focused on weight loss. Wrong approach. Focus on what you just heard a couple months ago, cellular nutrition.
Ah.
He said, and these products work on the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. He said, so if you focus on cellular nutrition, the weight will automatically leave. So let's find out how to make your cells healthy.
Right.
So I was like, okay. And then I had another conversation with Cousin Kristen, and she said, you got to choose your every day. Because I was like, I'm taking a product sometimes before the end of the year, and sometimes I'm not. She said, well, you're not on medications now. Did you ever want to be? I was like, no. She said, well, choose your every day. Either you're going to be on medications every day, or you're going to take these supplements every day. So all of a sudden, I started taking supplements every day, and I started studying cellular nutrition. I started listening to the YouTube videos from the company. I started finding out what these products were actually doing. There was an excitement that came that I'll be 52 April 7th. Never had I been excited about nutrition like this. I had studied the vegetarian lifestyle, the vegan lifestyle, but and what sugar does, but to be excited about nutrition, it was a new place in my life.
Yeah, so hot chocolate, people don't get it, do they?
No, because I didn't get it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to pipe in one sentence and we'll let you go back. So nutrition, when you eat or consume anything that's nutrient dense, you stop craving all the other stuff. No one ever tells you that. And then the second thing is your brain works really well. So think if you could have more energy, more focus, just by having, in this case, a cup of coffee. This is not New Age stuff. This is just dandelion coffee. No caffeine. And I put a bunch of nutrients in it.
Right.
Mushroom. Okay, choose your poison, because what you choose today drives what you get tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, hot chocolate. You take the stage, Dolly.
So what you just said is what I came to learn, and every day has been like an exploration for me, an opportunity to learn. One day I sat at my desk, and I'm like talking to myself, saying, what do you all need to thrive today? So these products and the ingredients in the products have helped me so much. I fall in love with pomegranates. So I just buy the arrows, and my husband said, do you know how much DC went to get them for me? Do you know how much these things are costing? I said, it doesn't matter, because I redirected my spending. I was spending all this money on processed foolishness every day, one way or the other. And now I'm directing my spending to things that bring life, that help, I call it ministering to my cells every day. And the weight is leaving, and I just believe that I'm being positioned now to reach more people and to help people not have to figure it out the way I had to figure it out, and to really expose them not only to these amazing products, but to the lifestyle that goes along with it. Because we all just want it. I just want a quick fix, just to wake up, I'm 50 pounds lighter. Wake up, you know, and never have to make a real change. But this has become a lifestyle for me, And I'm just so grateful, so eternally grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, go ahead, Naima. I'm sorry, Dolly.
I was just going to say, with a lot of people that are struggling with weight, the reason why is because we're eating things that aren't feeding ourselves, and then we keep trying to stay full because our cells aren't being filled. And, you know, we don't want food and everything. You need more of it in order to feel fulfilled, where if you just had the things that were giving your cell nutrition, you would need less. And, you know, as you were told, the pounds will melt away. They'll disappear automatically. Once you feed your cells, then you won't have those cravings for more food because you didn't get enough nutrition.
Absolutely. So Anthony Moreland says, you are amazing, hot chocolate.
Oh, thanks, Anthony.
And Burl Perry says, great concept.
Yeah.
That's some awesome, Burl.
And I want to add to this. Hmm? So I want to take everyone through a process that was just downloaded to me. Okay? So if you're listening, I want you to think about your body for a moment. Now I want you to step outside your body and be an observer of your body.
Mm.
So you're just the observer. You're looking in, looking at your body. And you're looking at your body. You're either fat, thin, perfect, whatever you want to describe yourself as, medium, I don't care, you know, a little chunky, a little too skinny, whatever it is. Now look at your body as cells, not as the skin that you're in, but just a multitude of cells. And what are you feeding those cells? Are those cells being deformed because of what you're giving them? Or are they becoming nice and round and healthy cells because of what you're giving them? So if you can start looking at what you're feeding your children, and I mean your children are your cells.
Mm-hmm.
So all the cells in your body are now your babies, okay? And so if you wouldn't feed your children something that would harm them, don't feed yourself something that would harm you.
That's good.
It just came from source.
Mm-hmm.
Not even my idea. Can't take responsibility. I just listen.
So
if we can really stop personalizing. So that's the other thing they're telling me. Like if you're like, look, guys, I'm like 20, 30 pounds overweight right now, and I'm a nutritionist, okay? So I can personalize it, make myself wrong, and I have. Or I could just say, I've got this. I know what to do. And for me, it wasn't about eating. I wasn't eating bad food. So if you're in my camp and you gained weight and yet you eat high nutritious food, low sugar and all of that, I want to tell you, look at your stress levels.
Mm.
What's been going on the last 2 years? Have you been a little stressed out?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So for someone like me, you know, I lost weight the first time using food as medicine. I was disabled for 3.5 years. And so I'm not really even exposed to people that are causing me stress, which actually was my root cause for my weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
With my stress. And so even after I lost all the weight, almost 100 pounds, I started gaining when I got back into the real world again because I didn't know what to do with these people. And I got stressed and gained weight. So the behavior starts with modifying your food, but then there's still the deep-seated behavior about why we turn to food for happiness, why we turn to food for upset. And so I'm going to mention that your mindset is key to, because I'm learning. Like, I'm still learning the ropes. Right? And yet I consider myself somewhat of an expert, and yet I'm still learning the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you it's your mindset. And so hot chocolate has a steadfast mindset. Talk about that.
Oh, wow.
Talk about that.
Steadfastness, fighter, relentless. My husband says, you have a bulldog mentality, babe.
Wow, bulldog.
When I don't let go. Yes. When I find that there's something in the earth that God has for me, when I find out there's something he wants me to do, there's something he wants me to have, there's something he wants me to make happen, that's it for me. Then that steadfastness comes, that consistency comes. Now, I had to be taught consistency by giving up my career for a year because wow. I didn't always know how to be consistent. I didn't always know how to be a finisher. So I went from making a really good income to making $10 a week, not a day. My whole year's income was less than $3,000, but I became a new person because I stopped driving and going after money and started going after finishing and being a consistent person. So God took a year. I have a lot of lessons in life. Took a year out of my life. I walked away from my career as an insurance professional for one solid year, for 12 months, until I learned the lesson of consistency. I went into another business that didn't pay a lot, but I did that business 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I had to train my brain to be a finisher, not just be a great starter.
So what does that mean? What does that mean, how you trained your brain to be a finisher? And what does being a finisher mean?
Being a finisher for me means at the end of your day, you're able to go to bed saying, I did every single thing I was equipped to do in this day.
Equipped to do.
Yes, equipped to do.
I want people to focus on those words.
Okay.
Because how many people go to bed every single night making themselves wrong because they didn't get everything done on their list?
Yeah, the long to-do list. And then you have 20 things and you only got seven done and you feel like a failure.
Exactly. You have to know what it is you're assigned to do in a day, in your life first, and then in a day. And for me in that day was committing to 12 hours of working on a project that was not money driven, just serving the community, making minimal money, but staying focused on that thing for 12 hours, waking up early, going to bed late. Because prior to that, because I'm self-employed, I was waking up at 10 in the morning. I'd work today, make a few thousands. You wouldn't see me for four more days. Just following the footsteps of other interests and broke people. So I had to train myself differently. I had to find out my daily mission, accomplish that every day, and go to bed with the contentment and the peace, whether I made the money. I trained myself differently, and it helped me to understand service on a greater level. I've always been a giver. I've always been out for the people, and the lowest one on the totem pole is who I'm trying to bless. That's my God-given nature, but I wanted to be of greater service to the community. And even with my life insurance and all the things with even these wellness products, service is in my brain, at the top of my brain, because I was trained to do so. Without being money driven. I appreciate finances. They're necessary to support the life that I have, but I love people and I love seeing people change, but I had to change first. So consistency now is everything for me. And now I've brought that message into my health and wellness life and I'm seeing daily changes.
So if I am consistently doing the same thing, but I don't necessarily make money every day, can I still go to bed with contentment? Hot chocolate?
Yes. I learned that. Yes. Because the money will eventually come.
That's right.
Yeah. Provision shows up for vision.
That's right.
It's looking for. It's looking for vision. Mm-hmm. Provision is all over this earth, and it's looking for a place to call home. We've got to provide the vision. And we've got to be steadfast enough with that vision until provision says, oh, there you are. Let me connect. Let me support what you're doing.
So I'm going to run a quick
– Well, I know you got to go to a commercial break, but I have a question. It might take a while.
So I have one, too. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to run your ad for tomorrow, and then we're going to come back, both of our questions. Once you ask – I'll give my question. You give your question. We'll give Hot Chocolate a minute to think about it. Go ahead and ask your question first, Naima, and then I'll do mine, and then Hot Chocolate, you can answer it after the commercial.
Well, you know, when people have gone through maybe a lifetime of either criticism or put downs, or maybe even they've made mistakes and people keep throwing it in their face, you know, oh, you got arrested and did time, or, you know, oh, you had that bad divorce, you know, whatever it is. And so people get stuck there in terms of self-condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that out of your brain? You know, I'm a loser. I'm a failure.
The negative self-talk.
How do you get that out of your head? How do you turn it off? How do you replace it? Especially if you don't have any outside voice saying the positive things.
Right. Great question.
So we're going to talk about negative self-talk. And then the second thing I want to talk about is, you know, you said you made $10 a week. And so I want to talk about the provisions that God gave you to be able to support yourself during that time, how he shows up. Because I see him showing up all the time, giving us money where we need it.
Right.
So I'm going to run this commercial real quick. Negative self-talk and how the money always shows up anyway. Okay? So here we go.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Okay. Hot Chocolate, take the show. I'm going to actually shift this real quick. Hold on. There you go.
Okay.
Spotlight.
That is a spotlight. So which one do you want me to deal with first? The negative self-talk?
I want you to do what you're called to do.
Okay. Let's talk about the negative self-talk first, because you have to replace that. Being a person that's been ridiculed for every single decision I've ever made in life, first, you must know who you are and understand your purpose, because that's going to be the fight that's built within. So when you know who you are, you know why you're here, you know your seasonal assignments, because we all have different assignments in different seasons that connect to our purpose. The other thing you have to do is then replace the negative with the positive. So there must be affirmations that you make out loud every day. You must make statements that eventually you believe. And if we hear it enough, because that's how faith comes, if we hear it enough, eventually we'll believe it, because what we're saying is our connection to what God has called us to do and perform and the questions and solutions we're to answer in this world. So what we say, and in knowing who we are, we connect those and we become a force to be reckoned with, no matter what people say. I've always been told I was crazy. I've always been told that I sounded like a white girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't promote that too much. I'm just saying.
And I've come
and it's funny because I got the opposite, right? You
wow.
know? Well, I mean, the thing is that
yeah, I was always told I wanted too much out of life. I always told that I spoke to God too much. That's just, it was always too much. You're over the top. What you're asking for in a husband is not going to happen. And God was very even specific in what he gave me. I had a list that I held up before God and what I wanted. It was very detailed, even down to having an earring in his ear.
Ah! See, you are my sister all day long. I write out my list every week exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Exactly.
Because if you can't be specific about what you want, you cannot complain about what you get.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. And we have a very detailed God. He knows the number of hairs on our head.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He knows where that man is with that earring.
Yes. And I didn't have to find him. I wanted the dark skin color and all of that. I just was so specific, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you know who you are, and then you say what coincides with who you are and what God has called you to perform and do and be in this world, it changes. It becomes stronger than what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes the strongest thing you do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Because you rehearse it.
Yeah, that's right. That is amazing.
You rehearse it.
You know, I couldn't have planted that any better. Because I try to inspire people to really, like what I talk about, besides nutrition, like energy healing, right? And energy healing is more than just healing, like, your physical body. It's more about your mental body. And are you okay?
I am. Oh, here's a mix.
Okay.
It's like it just appeared.
You have lavender essential oil.
Okay.
Right here on the neck. Boom, gone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yeah, we can have whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to give ourselves a time out.
Mm-hmm.
To have, and it's not the time out you got as a kid, by the way. It's a time out as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have some personal time to reflect and figure out what is important to you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Not hear what everybody else is saying. Have some time to sleep so God can give you the messages. If that's where you get them in the sleep, or you get them when you meditate, or you get them in the shower, or you get them when you're taking a poop, that's all good. You know, wherever you get your messages. So, Beryl Perry says, this has been amazing. I have enjoyed this time. I'm honored to have hot chocolate in my life.
Ah.
Thank you. Me too. She says, it's been a pleasure meeting you awesome ladies on this broadcast. Blessings as I start my day. God bless, girl.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'll just say this. If you like this show, subscribe to the YouTube, Susan Essentials YouTube channel, to the Female Solution Blog Talk, radio. If you go to Eventbrite and look at Susan Essentials, we have all the links for Blog Talk, Podbean, and YouTube. So you can get notified each week of this show. I know Zelda has hers on Eventbrite as well. You can just follow Blog Talk. You can follow the Female Solution. You can follow Susan Essentials and get notified. You can watch the replays.
Yes, they're all in the archives.
Yeah, you can watch the replays. I have to tell you, we have great hosts for this show, which means that we get great guests like Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, Beryl, we're really grateful for you to tune in today. So thank you very much. We're grateful. You know, it's no mistake that God has brought us all together.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We say we wonder how men think. We actually have more male listeners, and I think it's because they want to know how do women think. But now tomorrow, Wednesday, every fourth Wednesday of the month, we have a men-only discussion, and my male co-host, he's discussion. The women, we just sit back and listen and let them have the floor. And they talk about a lot of very personal male issues, relationships and how they feel, you know, growing up, childhood, all those things that shape them. Because men aren't usually allowed to show emotion. So as they speak and what we give them as a feeling of having a private conversation, even though we're listening, they express them really deep emotions, and we realize how much we impact their lives by our either approval or disapproval of them. So I've learned quite a bit.
And what we do, we're on our Facebook page. They're on the Blog Talk channel. So we're listening in, and then on the commercial breaks, we kind of, you know, discuss among ourselves what we just heard them say. So they don't hear us, and they're feeling like they're just talking among themselves. It's really an interesting show because after a while, you know, it's like they forget that, okay, the world is listening. And they really share some very personal things, you know, relationship with their mother, that impact, how they feel about, you know, breakup, raising children, and all those things, that it really would be helpful for us to know because we really do affect their self-esteem and how they see the world, and even we affect how motivated they are to achieve some of those goals. So, you know, it's really
necessary.
Well, and, you know, so to add to that, I think a lot of people, they know that they have whatever issue they have, right, which is unique to you. So we're not going to say what the issue is. It's irrelevant. And they think it's that they just picked it up somewhere. And I want to make sure, if you're listening, you picked it up from mom or dad. I'm just telling you now. Okay? It's not like this is rocket science. Learned behaviors come from your parents or grandparents, whoever raised you, right? And so it's okay. You don't have to make yourself wrong for it. Decide which ones of those behaviors are serving your highest good today. If they're not serving your highest good today, let them go. And if they are serving your highest good, make them even better, right? Look, I could make my mom and my dad wrong for a host of things. But why? Right? They made mistakes. Spoiler alert, so do I. Right? So has your road, your journey, hot chocolate, been easy? It's been easy, right? It's just been easy peasy.
Not in this lifetime.
Because we started the show talking about adversity, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Not been easy.
But it's been necessary.
Mm-hmm. How do people reach out to you, Hot Chocolate?
Oh, great question. I have a Facebook group that I'm very proud of. That's new. It's called Upgrade with Hot Chocolate. They can definitely join my Facebook group, Upgrade with Hot Chocolate.
Okay. And so I have that one? If not, you can type it in the private chat and I'll post it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm already posting your best email address. Okay.
Team Hot Chocolate at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Best email address.
I got that one up there. And then when you put in the private chat, the Facebook group, I'll post that so that people know how to connect with you.
Okay. And then I have a new YouTube channel. It's called Hot Chocolate All Over the World, which is my radio name. Hot Chocolate All Over the World goes back to the power of speaking again because if you say it long enough, it will come to pass.
Okay, so I'm putting in here radio name, okay, and YouTube channel, Hot Chocolate All Over the World.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What radio station are you on?
I'm on 97.7. Obviously, it can be listened to in the area, but you can download the TuneIn radio app. I'm on 97.7. WYJJ Jammin' Jackson.
YJJ.
WYJJ.
Oopsie. WYJJ. I need more lines made in my coffee. I'm just going to say.
97.7.
Mm-hmm. Got that.
I'm on Monday through Saturday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Now,
what's the name of that state? What's the name of
your show? Jackson, Tennessee is where the radio station is. Yeah. But you can listen Jackson, Kentucky, Mississippi. It has a far reach. But you can go to Download TuneIn Radio. You can listen from anywhere in the world.
TuneIn Radio. Okay, so I'm excited for that. So TuneIn Radio 97.7 WYJJ in Jackson, Tennessee. And the name of the show?
It's Hot Chocolate All Over the World.
Hot Chocolate, which, by the way, is no space between hot and chocolate. All over the world. Let's just do that.
Hot chocolate is one word, not two, in my world.
Yep, there you go. So going to show that. So go ahead and take a look at that if you're watching. Tune in to Radio 97.7, W as in Wile E. Coyote, Y as in yes, JJ as in Jody Jody, Jackson, Tennessee. So it's Tune In Radio, which you can get online. And the name of the show is Hot Chocolate All Over the World. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and because, you know, we are all over the world. And let me see what else we got here. And the Facebook group, Upgrade with Hot Chocolate. Can I join that, please?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
It challenges people to take their lives to another level, even in the simplest of ways.
Okay, so here we go. Here is the Facebook group, Upgrade with Hot Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Elizabeth Nichols. Thank you for watching the show today. She says,
oh, that's my BFF. That's my best friend.
Hi, Elizabeth, best friend. We are so happy to have you here. So, wow, I'm just inspired. You know, it says a lot about who you are when you have, you know, your peeps engage with you, right? Mm-hmm. And get up early in the morning and pipe in to say hello.
Absolutely. I appreciate the love. I really do.
You know, I know we haven't even, like, touched the surface of who you are. So I'm going to invite you back. We're going to find another date after the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would love to come back.
Because it's always an ebb and flow as you're all sharing information. So I know we don't get to everything that we always want to. So we just schedule more shows.
But, you know, I really feel that you have touched struggle with self-esteem and rebuilding a shattered image and even absent parents. And you've just shown how even if a biological parent is absent or dysfunctional, God can still bring you what you need.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We still have to lack because of that. In fact, sometimes it makes you stronger. That's what for me.
Oh, no, and not it, sometimes.
All the time. I mean, that's just why, as you say, this is why we have it.
When you understand it,
that's
when the strength comes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people are grieving over what's not there instead of celebrating what God did for them.
Right.
You have to open your eyes to celebrate.
Well, you know what? Okay, let's talk about it. And Zelda, which is the Higher Learning Network TV show, which we'll all connect to with her. She's our Monday day host. Tune in on Mondays for stress relief coach Zelda Robinson, my soul sister. I love her. So you see a lot of people are grieving, and I'm a big fan of essential oils. And the last 2 years, especially right now, last 2 years, people have been grieving, being angry, and, you know, searching for peace, not knowing how to get there. And like we said, nutrients are huge. And, you know, for me, my nutrients are plant-based. But there are four oils. Here's the other one. Consul essential oil. I'll just show you how to use it. You put in the palm of your hand, okay? You rub it together, and you breathe in. And it gets into your brain in 20 seconds into your limbic system and 30 seconds into your bloodstream, okay? Mm-hmm. And it releases the grief. And you do the same thing with forgive, releases the anger. You guys? There's a lot of grief and a lot of anger going on the last 2 years. We thought it wasn't before. We know it now. We know it now, right? And then peace, essential oil. Same thing, right? Breathe in deep. If you want inner peace, the plants that are in these oils are actually shifting your brain, okay? And taking it out of grief, taking it out of anger, and bringing in balance and peace. And if you still need it after those three, you can put on cheer. Almost smells like cookies.
And am I crazy? I'm actually smelling each oil as you... How is that possible?
It's very possible. We're so connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. But she's in another state. I'm not even in the same room.
You're clear sentient. So you're all the clears, Naima. I mean, you're clearly all the clears. So for me, yeah, this is a game changer. So my girlfriend Zelda, name those three oils again: console, forgive, peace, and cheer. So I do offer these. You know, I sell doTERRA. I don't make you become part of the MLM. That's not who I am. If you want to buy them straight for me, that's fine. I'll send them straight to your house. So it's console, forgive, peace, and cheer, essential oils. I think that when I spelled oils wrong. Oh, well. Two L's. Well, double the love. So I think anybody who knows me, I talk about these products, and I've seen you talking about your products, you know, on Facebook Live last night, Hot Chocolate. I do this not because I'm trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this because it works. Yeah. I'm doing this because it heals.
People need things that work, you know, alternatives to the medications that keep you sick. Let's do the natural things that make us well.
Well, thank you for the segue, because instead of the medication, I mean, guys, I was on Prozac for 2 decades.
Wow.
Prozac has fluoride in it that calcifies your pineal gland. It also, for me, showed up as small fiber neuropathy by the time I was done.
Wow.
They said you couldn't reverse it. I did.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, you can be pissed off if I'm trying to sell you something, or you could say, thank you very much for the solution.
Then try it, yeah.
Because there's nothing I haven't done that you can't. With Janetta Wynn. Hi, Janetta.
Oh,
thank you.
Enjoy it. That's another friend.
That's another friend. That's so nice.
That's my sister.
Yeah.
So the show's ending in 90 seconds. If you... you know, are new to the show, and we want to thank you for joining us today. If you need to get in touch with Hot Chocolate, go to her YouTube channel and help her build that. Subscribe, okay? When you're subscribing to her, subscribe to mine. And yeah. Naima, yours is Media Connection, right?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Go to the YouTube channel, The Female Solution, and also the Facebook page, The Female Solution, and subscribe to both of those and watch us on both tomorrow.
Yeah. What's your title tomorrow? What's your show on tomorrow?
Men with a Drive for Peace. So we have men who are organizing young men to come together in violence and develop programs of self-development, discovery, and rebuilding of the community, a wonderful program spearheaded by a couple of the construction organizations here, and it's just really watch us. It'll be quite inspirational. They're bringing love, joy, and peace to the world.
All righty then. Yay. We'll tune in. And so I guess I just need to run the – do you want to run the, can you run, or do you want me to run? Are you back there? The ending?
Yeah, what, the ending?
Yes, please.
All righty, here we go.
Thank you, Hot Chocolate.
I will
call you or text you, and we'll get you back on the show for the date here soon. You're such a blessing in my life, life of others, obviously.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeongkeun, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Gabon, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And now Maya.
Yeah.